Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon young Indians to build global consulting, accounting, financial and legal firms capable of leading the world. IBRICS Summit to be held in New Delhi on the sidelines of BRICS Summit on the 12th and 13th of this month. Over 500 institutional investors, finance ministers and business leaders to participate in the two-day event. Iran's IRGC Navy claims to strike against three oil tankers traveling through Strait of Hormuz. Russian President Vladimir Putin meets U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at Kremlin to end Russia-Ukraine conflict. U.S. envoys also to hold talks in Ukraine. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in the Women's T20 Asia Cup match in Dubai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged young Indians to dream even bigger than previous generations and build global consulting, accounting, financial and legal firms capable of leading the world. Mr. Modi said today Indians are leading the top companies of the world, so why can't companies built by Indians lead the world? Prime Minister was addressing the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, at the Delhi University yesterday evening.
कि आज भारतीय दुनिया की टॉप कंपनीज को लीड कर रहे हैं अगर भारतीय दुनिया की टॉप कंपनियों को लीड कर रहे हैं तो भारतीयों की बनाई कंपनियां दुनिया को क्यों लीड न करें
Mr. Modi said India's 7.8% quarterly growth amid global uncertainty reflects its economic strength. He said India has come a long way from policy paralysis to policy dynamism. He said the world is watching India become the fastest growing major economy. Mr. Modi shared that smartphone exports now exceed 2.5 lakh crore rupees, while domestic defense production has hit an all-time high of nearly 2 lakh crore rupees.
देश की डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अपने ऑल टाइम हाई पर है आज भारत करीब करीब 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए का डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन कर रहा है 2013-14 में हम 600-700 करोड़ रुपए का डिफेंस एक्सपोर्ट करते थे आज ये आंकड़ा करीब करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच चुका है
More than 500 institutional investors, finance ministers and business leaders will participate in the inaugural iBRICS Summit on the sidelines of BRICS Summit in New Delhi on the 12th and 13th of this month. The two-day summit is designed to connect sovereign capital and bankable infrastructure, energy and digital capacity projects across 21 BRICS member states and partner nations. Sovereign wealth funds, pension funds and family offices attending the iBRICS Summit manage a total wealth of $1 trillion. They will discuss cross-border investments, non-dollar settlements and payment systems among the BRICS economies. The summit comes at a critical juncture as BRICS economies adapt to shifting trade dynamics, U.S. tariff pressures and high dollar clearing costs. As BRICS Chair 2026, India will be hosting the 18th BRICS Summit on September 12th and 13th at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has reached Riyadh, Saudi Arabia on a four-day bilateral visit. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that he is looking forward to hold fruitful engagements with Saudi counterparts and meaningful interactions with Indian diaspora and business leaders in the kingdom. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that this marks Mr. Singh's first official visit to Saudi Arabia. Mr. Singh will meet with the Saudi Minister of Human Resources and Social Development, Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Climate Affairs Envoy, Vice Minister for Environment, Water and Agriculture, as well as other dignitaries. This is Akashwani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to the World News. The naval force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed that it carried out strikes against three oil tankers traveling through what it described as an unauthorized route in the strategic Strait of Hormuz, as well as three vessels allegedly affiliated with the United States. The development came after the United States reportedly struck three Iranian oil tankers in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman. The IRGC Navy said that U.S. strikes caused damage to the vessels and described the action as an attempt to close the Strait of Hormuz. The IRGC subsequently warned vessels operating in and around the strait to avoid what it termed unauthorized waterways. Meanwhile, the U.S. Central Command said a U.S. aircraft carrier and a guided missile destroyer successfully evaded multiple unprovoked Iranian attacks. It added that no American personnel were injured. Iran's foreign ministry has strongly condemned the U.S. strikes on Iranian commercial vessels, calling them illegal and irresponsible. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at the Kremlin yesterday. President Putin held more than 3 hours of talks with U.S. envoys in an effort to revive stalled efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. During the talks, President Putin ordered a 3-day pause in Russian strikes on Kyiv, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine is ready to hold strike on Moscow until Monday. The U.S. envoys are also scheduled to visit Kyiv today, marking their first trip to the Ukrainian capital as part of the peace process. At the Kremlin, President Putin asked the envoys to convey his warm wishes and gratitude to U.S. President Donald Trump while describing the situation in Ukraine as complex. The latest diplomatic efforts come as Washington seeks to regain momentum in negotiations aimed at ending the conflict. A Greek 2-seat F-4 Phantom fighter jet crashed during an air show at Tanagra Air Base north of Athens, killing the pilots. The Phantom crashed about 2 kilometers outside the airport, and there were no reports of injuries to any bystanders or residents in the wider area. Footage from public broadcaster ERT showed that F-4 performing a right turn a few meters above the ground seconds before it crashed and erupted into a fireball. The jet was participating in the Athens Flying Week, an annual event that attracts military and civilian aviation teams from dozens of countries. In Egypt, television presenter Sarah Khalifa and 11 others have been sentenced to death by hanging after being convicted of drug trafficking. A court found them guilty of running a criminal gang that imported raw materials to manufacture and sell illegal drugs while also possessing unlawful firearms. Khalifa, who had hosted a crime-focused TV show called Mission Impossible, has denied all allegations and claims she only saw the narcotics when authorities forced her to pose for photos with them. Under Egyptian law, the death sentence was finalized after receiving a mandatory religious approval from the Grand Mufti, though the defendants still have the right to appeal the verdict. During the investigation, prosecutors gathered extensive electronic evidence, testimonies from 20 witnesses, and seized over 750 kilograms of narcotics and raw chemicals. Human rights organizations like Amnesty International have previously raised concern over Egypt's high number of death sentences, noting that the country frequently uses capital punishment for crimes like drug trafficking that do not involve intentional killing. In women's cricket, India defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in a one-sided Women's Asia Cup T20 match in Dubai. Pakistan were bowled out for just 55 in 18.1 overs, their lowest ever total in T20 internationals. Young spinners Sri Charani and Prema Rawat took 3 wickets each, while Deepti Sharma claimed 2. India chased down the target in 8.4 overs, with captain Harmanpreet Kaur remaining unbeaten on 18. The match also marked Harmanpreet's 150th T20 international as India's captain, making her the first international captain, male or female, to reach the milestone. India have now won 7 of the 8 T20 Asia Cup meetings against Pakistan. And in badminton, India's Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have entered the China Masters final for the 3rd time. The world number 5 pair defeated Malaysia's Nur Muhammad Azreen Ayub and Tan Wee Kyong 21-15, 18-21, 21-11 in the semi-final. The Asian Games champions will face China's He Jiting and Ren Xiang Yu in the final today as they look to clinch their 2nd title of the season. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon young Indians to build global consulting, accounting, financial and legal firms capable of leading the world. IBRICS Summit to be held in New Delhi on the sidelines of BRICS Summit on the 12th and 13th of this month. Over 500 institutional investors, finance ministers and business leaders to participate in the 2-day event. Iran's IRGC Navy claims to strike against 3 oil tankers traveling through Strait of Hormuz. Russian President Vladimir Putin meets U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at Kremlin to end the Russia-Ukraine conflict. U.S. envoys also to hold talks in Ukraine. And in cricket, India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in the Women's T20 Asia Cup match in Dubai. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.